ABC News.
Como News Time 904. Traffic every 10 minutes on the fours. From the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center, here's Tama Fulton.
We have a crash in Seattle at Myers Way South at 1st Avenue South, causing some southbound slowing on Myers Way approaching that intersection. Also in the Bellevue area, 118th Avenue Southeast remains closed between Lake Washington Boulevard and Southeast 8th Street due to extended trees and power lines down over the roadway. This will be closed until all of that gets cleared away. At JBLM, the northbound 5 on and off ramps at the main gate are closed for overnight road work until 4:30 tomorrow morning. And in the Highland, in the Seattle area, still watching a crash on southbound Airport Way near South Portland Street with emergency crews there on the scene. I'm Tama Fulton, Como Traffic.
Look at the forecast. Breezy tonight, rain likely, chance of rain after midnight, lows in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, rain, highs in the 50s. Wednesday, more rain. In fact, it's going to rain all the way through Friday. First glimmer of sunshine will be Saturday, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-50s. Right now in Seattle, it's 50 degrees.
Stay connected. Stay informed. The news you need now on Como News 1000, FM 97.7.
More of the day's top stories now. Art Sanders, latest temperature right now at 9:06. It's 50 degrees. Thousands remain without power, mainly in the Seattle area, following the area's strong Pacific storm that downed trees and power lines. Puget Sound Energy currently has 9,000 customers without power. Seattle City Light has about 1,600 without electricity. Snohomish PUD has a little over 400 without power. Well, parts of western Washington are bracing for another round of damaging wind tonight. Como 4's meteorologist Abby Acone got a firsthand look at Sunday's damage.
Seattle got a gust of 49 miles per hour. Payne Field got a gust of 61. We drove all throughout Snohomish and King counties today. We saw several areas of downed trees and certainly entire roads and sidewalks totally covered in some tree limbs as well as a lot of leaves. Now, we talked to Puget Sound Energy. There are still a lot of power outages out there. They have been able to make a lot of progress, but they are getting ready to deploy crews farther north. So communities in Skagit Island counties could be seeing more damage like the one we're seeing here in these backyards in Wedgewood. Again, with some of those damages in the North Sound and into the San Juans, Camino, and Woodby Islands later on tonight.
Well, starting now in King County, many businesses will ask for your COVID vaccination verification or a negative COVID test before you enter. Businesses include bars, restaurants, gyms, entertainment venues, and movie theaters. This does not apply to outdoor seating at restaurants or bars. If you don't want to carry your vaccination card around, you can take a picture of it and show it on your phone. Well, City Hall has launched the Seattle Relief Fund and a program to give cash payments to those hit hardest by the pandemic. More from Como's Jeff Poggiola.
Mayor Jenny Durkin made the announcement in Lake City.
We are providing $16 million in cash assistance to our neighbors through the Seattle Relief Fund.
The idea is to get the assistance, which could be up to $1,000 per individual or $3,000 per family, to those who need it the most. The mayor says each application will be vetted and the money won't simply be handed out on a first-come, first-served basis. The Seattle Relief Fund is paid for with money from the general fund and not a dedicated tax. Jeff Poggiola, Como News.
Well, Safeway is helping people with rapid COVID testing. You can go to 44 of its pharmacies for a rapid test. Our results can take about 20 minutes. Appointments are encouraged. Safeway says these rapid tests are equivalent to PCR test kits, which are the most accurate and trusted. The grocer says this will help its customers and others meet King County new guidelines for entering business in public venues. While disturbing allegations against an Everett bar owner, Como 4's Jonathan Cho reports he's now facing multiple sexual assault charges, and authorities say more victims may be out there.
The Anchor Pub's closed right now, but neighbors and the rest of the business community here on Hewitt Avenue still processing these allegations. After a lengthy investigation, Anchor Pub owner Christian Serre was arrested on Friday. The 35-year-old made bond and is now waiting for his arraignment. He's facing second-degree rape and indecent liberties charges for several alleged incidents dating back to 2017. Serre's accused of spiking a drink with a date rape drug and sexually assaulting several women inside his bar, including one instance where another man allegedly took part. Police also say in another incident, he inappropriately touched a woman inside his home.
Victims had gone into the location. They hadn't had much to drink, but they don't remember the events of the night. However, when they came to, or whatever you'd like to call that, they felt like they had been sexually assaulted. Yeah, these are very difficult cases, both for the victims and for detectives, trying to actually figure out what happened. So we do need to be careful. We need to make sure that what we're working with isn't rumor and circumspect, but it is actual evidence and cases and reports.
He's never been a bad guy to me, or I've seen nothing of that sort coming out of him. So it's a real big shock. I mean, he's really quiet.
Do you believe the allegations?
I believe none of what I hear, half of what I see. So it's really, I guess it'll come down in court.
Detectives say they are still looking into several other complaints against Serre and believe he was targeting women as well as men. Authorities are urging other potential victims to step forward. We were unable to reach Serre for comment.
Coma News Time 9:10 from the Beacon Plumbing Sports Desk. Well, tonight the New Orleans Saints beat the Seahawks 13-10, and we have more sports with Como's Taylor Van Sice.
World Series baseball begins tomorrow night at the home of the 2017 champions, the Houston Astros. Houston, amid cheating scandals, has spent a lot of time in the postseason over the last several years. They were last in the series in 2019, but for the Atlanta Braves, National League opponent, it's been since 1999 that their fan base has been waiting to see them back in the World Series. All those years ago, it didn't end too well. Even though they had a stacked roster of future Hall of Famers, they were swept in four games by the Yankees. The Seattle Kraken stay home for tomorrow's matchup against the Montreal Canadiens. Both the Canadiens and Kraken played on Saturday, trying to gain some momentum for both clubs. The Canadiens coming off their first win of the season. The Kraken still looking for their first home win at the new Climate Pledge Arena. Also tomorrow evening, the Seattle Sounders in L.A. to play LAFC. The college football weekend ends mixed for fans here in Washington. The Cougars looked promising in their first game since the firing of their head coach, but they end up losing to the BYU Cougars 21-19. The Huskies staged a late-game comeback to beat the Arizona Wildcats 21-16, handing the Wildcats their 19th straight loss. They haven't won a game since 2019. Sports at 10 and 40 past the hour. Taylor Van Sice, Como News. When you